We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Konnichiwa, eco-conscious viewers. Konnichiwa means greetings in Japanese, a language spoken by around 126 million people, mainly in Japan. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, HispSat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manzhou, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. in Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc, in Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Canadians donate approximately $70 million to help East African drought victims. In intercultural news, Paraguay and Guatemala strengthen relations. In veg news, a Pakistani actress urges people to adopt the plant-based diet. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 13th, is World Kindness Day, celebrating compassion and thoughtfulness. This special time also emphasizes that we are all citizens of the globe. Our peaceful coexistence relies on us focusing on the many things we have in common. Established in 1998, the occasion was an initiative sponsored by the first conference of the World Kindness Movement held in Tokyo, Japan that year. Activities may include doing a favor for a neighbor, visiting an elderly friend, or cleaning up a local park. We wish everyone a blessed and uplifting World Kindness Day as we share our love with every being on Earth.
Fly News. Earthquakes shake Guatemala, Greece, Spain, and Chile. On Thursday morning, November 10th, a 4.5 magnitude quake was reported offshore Guatemala, 69 kilometers south of Escuintla. That evening in Greece, a tremor measuring 5.2 on the Richter scale struck 25 kilometers northeast of Patras. The next morning, a magnitude 4.6 tremor, one of over 20 that struck within several hours of midnight, was widely felt by residents of El Hierro in Spain's Canary Islands, as it also set off a landslide that forced the temporary closure of a traffic lane.
Meanwhile, a 5.2 magnitude quake very early Friday shook people from their sleep in Chile's Araucanía, Biobío, and Los Ríos regions when it struck 82 kilometers north of Temuco. There were fortunately no significant damage or injuries reported initially for any of the tremors. Thank heaven for the security of those in the quake-shaken regions. May such disquieting events swiftly subside through our gentler lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon, frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know, if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 437. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Auspicious day inspires global unity and prayer. Commemorating the once-in-a-century date of November 11, 2011, various spiritual events were held around the world, ranging from a Christian group's prayerful fasting and singing in Detroit, USA, to meditations for peace in Machu Picchu, Peru, prayers for the earth in a remote Bulgarian village, and yoga on the banks of the Ganges River in Rishikesh, India. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings a report from one such gathering in Madrid, Spain.
Estamos en la Puerta del Sol de Madrid, donde se han convocado meditaciones por ser el día 11 de noviembre. El objetivo es alcanzar la unidad mundial y el despertar de la humanidad. Estas meditaciones también tienen lugar en otras ciudades de España y del mundo.
Todo el mundo estamos queriendo lo mismo y por supuesto que lo que estamos creando es una nueva conciencia.
Todo esto ya ha habido experimentos que lo han demostrado, que cuando diferentes personas en una cantidad específica se ponen en contacto, en conexión con la mentalmente, siempre al final hay cambios. Y esta es nuestra intención, que se produzcan cambios de una convivencia en paz, en amor.
Desde la Puerta del Sol, Madrid, España, para Supreme Master Television.
Hats off all who came together for the uplifting 11-11-11 events. With heaven's grace, may such sincere initiatives speed our planet toward an era of shared understanding, brotherly love, and peace.
New Irish president inaugurated on Friday, November 11th, in a ceremony in Dublin Castle. Michael D. Higgins was sworn in as the 9th president of the Republic of Ireland. Addressing the nation in a televised speech, the former senator and minister of arts and culture spoke of his vision for the country, as well as some of the challenges being faced. President Higgins first expressed his deep confidence in the Irish people as he went on to say, "Let us address the next 7 years with hope and courage as we work together to build a future for our country. An Ireland we all feel part of, an Ireland we all feel proud of. Your Excellency, our respectful accolades for your new presidential role. May heaven guide you as you nobly strive to fulfill the highest aspirations of your warm-hearted fellow citizens."
Los Angeles citizens to walk for the homeless. On Saturday, November 19th, the U.S.-based charity United Way of Greater Los Angeles will be holding its annual Home Walk fundraising event to support the homeless in Los Angeles County, which currently number about 51,000 people. Through the past 4 years of Home Walk, thousands of participants have joined to raise $1.7 million and help 9,000 people move into permanent homes. This year, with the celebrity support of five-time U.S. basketball champion Kobe Bryant, thousands more are expected on November 19th to walk or run the 5-kilometer course for the cause of homelessness.
I love Los Angeles, but I was shocked to learn that more than 50,000 people here are living on the streets. 40% are women and children, up to 20% are military veterans. This is unacceptable, but it is solvable. Join me for United Way's Home Walk on November 19th. And raise funds to help our homeless citizens start a new life.
Working with other nonprofit organizations as community partners, United Way of Greater Los Angeles has attained a more than 85% success rate at helping people find permanent housing. During Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration on August 27th, the United Way of Greater Los Angeles was one of 6 organizations whose contributions were honored by Supreme Master Ching Hai, along with a $35,000 donation, as she thanked them via video conference for their noble endeavors.
On behalf of United Way of Greater Los Angeles, I would like to say thank you to Supreme Master Ching Hai for all that she has done for her humanitarian efforts across the world and in Los Angeles. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. May God bless your effort and help you to continue with the strength that you are dedicating to the less fortunate of our world. Thank you for being in the front line. Thank you so much. Please continue with God's love.
Our appreciation and best wishes, United Way of Greater Los Angeles, and all kind-hearted participants, for a successful Home Walk 2011. Blessed be such awareness-raising efforts as these in ensuring that every neighbor has the dignity of a safe place to live.
Go to homewalkla.org and sign up today, because everyone deserves a home.
Mexico's Interior Secretary remembered, the nation's highest-ranking cabinet official after the president. Interior Secretary Francisco Blake Mora lost his life Friday, November 11th, when a helicopter he was traveling in from Mexico City to a meeting in Cuernavaca went down in foggy conditions south of the capital. Also on board were 7 other fellow dignitaries and the helicopter crew, all of whom perished. Speaking later in condolence of Secretary Mora, Mexican President Felipe Calderón said that the country had lost a great fellow citizen, while he had also lost a dear friend. We join in sorrow with the people of Mexico, as we extend our deep sympathies to the loved ones of Secretary Mora, dignitaries, and others aboard the flight. May their souls rest peacefully in heaven's eternal light and love.
Save Our Planet, Rwandan officials announce a new plan to be launched November 19, 2011, that seeks to plant 68 million trees within a year, an effort that will help fulfill the country's commitment to becoming one of the most forested lands in the world.
Save Our Planet, the National Geographic News, reports on November 8, 2011, that with only 400 remaining in the wild due to drought, habitat loss, and unrestricted hunting, extinction looms for the East African antelope known as the Hyrola, which would mean the end of not only its species, but an entire genus of animals of this kind.
Save Our Planet. On November 7th, 2011, experts warned that Bangkok, Thailand, which is currently suffering from massive flooding, could sink entirely below sea level in coming decades, owing to factors including climate change-induced ocean level rise, as well as a shrinking groundwater table is causing the land to collapse.
Kuru the Kakapo, and my scrumptious vegan diet of kindness contains no animal products. Today, I'd like to share a time-saving tip. If you plan to shop very early in the day or later in the evening, it's good to make sure beforehand that the store you plan to visit will be open at that time. Store hours can vary widely. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. Canadians donate approximately $70 million Canadian dollars to help East African drought victims. The contributions made between July 6 and September 16, 2011 by private citizens are being matched by an equal amount given by the federal government. The funds will be allocated to various partners, ensuring that it reaches those most in need. Our deep appreciation, Canadian people and government, for your care and generosity. May East African brethren be graced with a bright future on a sustainable earth with God's blessings.
In intercultural news, Paraguay and Guatemala strengthen relations. The two nations have agreed to enhance their friendship, cooperation, and understanding. Furthermore, information exchange between the two countries will also be augmented. Congratulations, Paraguay and Guatemala, on your growing amicability. May it lead to much happiness and many benefits for the beautiful people of both your sun-blessed countries. Up next on Noteworthy News, Pakistani actress Miss Veena Malik promotes a veg diet. That must be the birds having a splash on the fountain. We'll go say hi to them and be back soon. Stay tuned for more helpful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for a favorable world. In veg news, a Pakistani celebrity urges people to adopt the plant-based diet. Famous actress Miss Beena Malik has taken part in a campaign sponsored by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, India. About her own decision to adopt the plant-based lifestyle, Miss Malik said, "I feel better, I'm healthier, and I have the satisfaction of knowing that my food choices also help protect animals and the environment. Our gratitude, Beena, for your compassionate choice and message. We pray the world soon becomes a vegan paradise for all beings to enjoy."
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Introductions.
At a special gathering for stopping climate change to save the planet, the vegan host introduces attendees.
"This is John Dabber, a vegetarian. This is Jeff Thompson, a vegan. Lisa Donnell, a raw foodarian. Mary Popkin, a fruitarian. Joe Livin, a watarian. Tom, a liquidarian. Shu Mei, a solarian. Nam, a breatharian. And you, sir, whatarian are you?"
"I am all that and a bloodnurian."
"What? Can you explain, please?"
"Yeah, I eat vegetables and eat vegan food and fruits, drink liquid juice and water, and eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, all in one meal a day. Hence, bloodnurian."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on The Olympians, Greek Gods and Goddesses, on Enlightening Entertainment. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
"Athena is my preferred goddess. Pica Santa from Portugal."
"I really love Greek mythology." Joshua from the Philippines.
Beauty-loving Pica Santa and Joshua, it is wonderful to hear from you. The wonders of Greek mythology truly give us a glimpse of the lofty celestial spheres. May heaven's manifold grace be with you and all the spiritual beings of Portugal and the Philippines.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say sayonara, which means goodbye in Japanese.
May divine peace and happiness fill your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a first such law to be passed in the United States, the City Council of West Hollywood, California, bans the sales of all fur apparel to save innocent animals from suffering.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff launches Better at Home, a nationwide initiative that seeks to increase freely available home health care as well as implement an SOS emergency program to improve urgent care at 40 major hospitals throughout the country.
Citing the suffering experienced by dolphins in captivity, animal welfare organization Humane Society International sends a letter to the tourism ministry in India's Maharashtra state, urging it to halt plans for a dolphin park there and asking that the sensitive and intelligent animals be able to remain free.
International humanitarian organization Save the Children donates $70 million to Ethiopia for the provision of food, water, educational, and environment conservation activities in districts throughout the Somali and Oromia regions that hopes to benefit over 112,000 residents.
In a study of people who suffer from seasonal affective disorder caused by diminished light in the shorter days of winter, Finnish researchers find that direct photoreceptors in the brain can be illuminated through special headphones placed over the ears, providing very effective treatment.
Outdoor pretzel vendor Mr. Dennis Kwan of New York City, USA, has been giving away some 1,500 pretzels a week that are outside the franchise's 30-minute freshness guarantee to support less fortunate families and the homeless.
After having been closed for 2 years due to budget constraints, Hungary's government announces that it is reopening its embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to revive and enhance the two countries' relations.
An initiative supported by voters in Ohio, USA, results in the bargaining rights of public workers being maintained, so that they may continue to collectively negotiate salaries, pensions, hours, workplace conditions, and health care benefits.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.